Nolte, CNN contributor defends Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin as love-torn child. By John Nolte on September 17, 2025. The corporate media's coordinated plot to turn the murdered Charlie Kirk into a villain and his alleged assassin into a folk hero has officially begun. Things are such that the media have been forced to once again paint themselves into this vile corner, one that will only deepen their credibility crisis. And the only reason they are in this corner is because they are genetically incapable of seeing anyone who disagrees with them as human and therefore a victim, even though Charlie Kirk was the most innocent of victims, a true martyr. So, no matter how awful the crime against us, the media will always employ the most desperate of lies and monstrous acts to either insist we are the true villain in the story or that we had it coming. This is why the media have relentlessly assaulted Charlie Kirk's memory with phony quotes, out-of-context quotes, and all this nonsense about him being provocative and divisive. This, even though the truth is that Charlie Kirk, in the tradition of the Lincoln-Douglas debates, literally paid for a microphone and handed it to people who disagreed with him because he wanted to talk, debate, discuss, and have a dialogue. When I say, things are such for the media that they have no choice but to whore out their credibility with this folk hero narrative, here's what I mean. First, with the Trump administration currently in power and alternative media in control, the regime media cannot count on their usual tricks to downplay, justify, and spin an act of violence against the political right. If Democrats were in power, the media could cover up the alleged assassin's motive, or, at least, muddy the waters with the help of a Democrat administration eager to hide the inconvenient truth from the public. Second, the facts of this assassination are incontrovertible. Authorities have released what they say are texts between the alleged assassin and his furry transsexual boyfriend where he admits his motive, to silence Charlie Kirk's voice, his hate. "I have had enough of his hatred," he said, adding, "some hate can't be negotiated out." The etchings on what authorities say are the assassin's bullet casings are overtly political and point directly to a leftist motive. Hey, fascist. Catch. Assassinating fascists is a political act. Then there was the "Oh Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow 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 etching," which directly refers to the closest the left-wing terrorist group Antifa has to an anthem. So, our depraved media look at this pile of truth and must still find a way to lie their way around it. So their whoring reaches almost comical lows. There are people who are trying to pigeonhole this as a leftist thing and a right thing, and what we're really talking about, hear me, because I'm going to throw you when I say this, we're talking about a love-torn child, a kid. This is probably his first real relationship. And somebody was disparaging the person that he loved. He sat on that building for 30 minutes before he took the shot. Why do you wait until the first word trans came up? Then he took the shot. I think he could hear it. I think he also, I don't believe he was motivated politically. I think this was motivated emotionally. I think this was an emotionally stunted person who literally, when I say it this way, just hear me, tried to defend his significant other, not trying to defend some ideology. See, he's not a vile, cold-blooded murderer. No, no, he's a victim of emotions stirred up by the vile Charlie Kirk. This, of course, follows the sociopaths at ABC News who did the same, turned a monstrous act into a story of star-crossed lovers. We've seen this before. The media tried to folk hero Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown, the true villains behind their respective stories, the ones who instigated the deadly violence that led to their deaths. Another reminder that no matter how hard you try, you will never hate the legacy media as much as they hate you. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.